The Lord be with you.
Before
we begin, I just want to get a thumbs up. George, are we good to go live stream here? All right, excellent. We were having some difficulties right before, but we're good to go. So welcome to those who are online joining us for worship and everyone here in the sanctuary as well, and maybe even those out in the parking lot. Great to have you here. It's a special weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're going to have some time in our worship service for a moment of silence to recognize those that have sacrificed so that we can have the freedoms that we have today. We're very thankful for that. We'll close the service out with "My Country, 'Tis of Thee." We'll stand for that. We're also going to pray for the darkness that really came this last week in Uvalde, Texas with the shooting. And we'll have a time to really ask God to be involved and to bring people together to bring sensible solutions moving forward as well. So we're going to take time to pray for that as well in our church service. But to really set our theme this morning, I want you to think about a time in which you are not picked to be on the team. How did that feel? You know, there's 20 people out on the playground and they get to like the 18th person and you're not chosen. That doesn't feel good, does it? You're kind of hiding and not wanting to get recognized even, and even kind of go off to the other side of the playground kind of thing. It doesn't feel so good. Well, today in our lesson from the book of Acts, we're going to discover the 12th man picked to be a part of the apostles. His name is Matthias. And we're going to see what we can learn about this moment and what God would want us to learn as well as we follow Matthias's example. We're going to hear about him here today. There are just a couple of notes to share with you as well. The first is that the newsletters are out. Thank you to Dan Dusek for putting that together and sending them out. Do pay attention to the happenings that are going on, because we have more events that we're going to have here at Peace to gather us together to enjoy one another and our relationship as brothers and sisters in Christ. Just a note about next Sunday, two notes. Next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday and Confirmation Sunday, so we're excited to have Clayton Benson here. He's going to share his statement of faith and receive Holy Communion for the very first time next Sunday. And then also next Sunday, we're going to have communion at the rail for the very first time with the cups, the individual cups that we used to have filled with wine and bread as well. And so we'll offer that here at the communion rail. One note about that, if you feel we're not taking away anything from what we've currently been doing, if you're just comfortable having that package, communion package, you can still do that and commune right where you're seated. We'll have a table set up for those packages. But if you do feel led to come forward and receive communion as we used to, it'll be in the individual cups with the bread and wafer next Sunday. So slowly but surely, we're building things back into our church, and it's exciting to see those changes come positively each month. I think that does it for the announcements this morning. Is there anything else from the congregation before we begin? I don't believe so. Yes, Jerry.
We're having a Dementia Warriors support group coming up this Wednesday. So if you're interested in learning more about it, you're welcome to attend.
Yeah, and that's at 2:30?
2:30 on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, that is just a vibrant and great part of our ministry here at Peace Lutheran Church. Thanks for sharing that, Jerry. Good stuff going on. And the Ladies Guild is meeting this week as well on Thursday for their end-of-the-year lunch. I believe that's this Thursday as well, yeah. Ladies? Yep. Anything about that needs to be shared, or we're good? We're good. All right. There you have it.